When your building is in the path of a regularly flooding river, you might consider moving locations. This place did just the opposite. They rebuilt the foundation to withstand the floods, and in the process, created a place that brings agriculture of the past into the present. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Ozark Mill at Finley Farms in Ozark, Missouri, dates to the 1830s. When the mill closed in the 1990s, the business and surrounding 40 acres was transformed into an urban garden with restaurants that used the food grown there. The mill itself was saved, but Dale Duggan says it took a lot of effort.
So the Ozark Mill was flooded a lot because of the Finley River. We're right along it. So we knew that flooding was going to be a problem. We were in the floodplain.
So how do you floodproof the building that would be transformed into a restaurant?
What we had to do was lift the mill actually off of its old foundation. We rolled it out into the road right in front of it, and our team rebuilt the foundation entirely.
And with that foundation came one very important addition.
We rolled the mill back, a stressful, painstakingly slow process. Then we put flood doors on the mill as well. So if you go to the lower level of the mill, you'll see these massive steel flood doors that we can crank down when the floodwaters are rising.
The design was put to the test in May of 2022.
The water rose about halfway on these flood doors, and it sounded like we were in the Titanic. It was really exciting to see that engineering work and that we could preserve the mill in that way.
There's a farm, restaurants, walking paths, and many activities going on here all the time. More than I can describe in one segment. It's a historic place built for the future, sharing the story of farms and food. Traveling the Countryside in Ozark, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.